It's time for news from Effingham's most trusted source, 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Sapp, looking for sunny skies and a high of 71 today. We'll double-check the forecast at the close of our look at news. Right now, still at a morning low of 48 in Effingham. Effingham Unit 40 school board members last night began to implement after-school and summer programs for the coming 3 years. Unit 40 Superintendent Andy Johnson, though, would like the program to continue indefinitely. The district received federal funds through the Illinois State Board of Education, totaling just under $1.6 million to fund the program. The board approved job descriptions for the coordinators, site supervisors, facilitators, and facilitator assistants. Also, Southside principal Jessica Reeder was hired as one of the coordinators for the program, and other coordinators being sought. The goal is to hire up to 4 site supervisors, up to 12 facilitators, and up to 6 facilitator assistants. The after-school program will run from March 31st to the end of the school year, May 17th. The program will run from 3:30 to 6 p.m. As for the summer program, a start date's yet to be announced, but it will conclude August 1st. We had a chance to talk with Andy Johnson last night after the meeting about why he's excited about this program.
Really excited about this for the aspect of providing students with more opportunities outside of the actual four walls of a classroom and helping them to better understand that they can learn from other people, they can learn in other settings, and we still be tied to that. I want to put kids in a position to have a great taste in their mouth. I think sometimes we get carried away with schools boring. We want to really kind of enhance this to the point to where kids maybe gain some more excitement to being at school and looking forward to the after-school program through the course of the day. Maybe it helps a kid get out of bed in the morning. I really truly don't know how many different ways I think that this could play into. I do think if I was looking for a community raising my kids again, I would highly consider coming to a community that the public school system's providing an after-school program and a summer program that I know my kids are taken care of.
That's Andy Johnson. He's hopeful that his program will be successful and will encourage sponsorships from those in the community far after this 3-year grant funding ends. More information is forthcoming regarding the program, but a goal of the after-school program is to make sure students have time for their homework and to get them fed before they head home. It'll either be a snack or a meal, but something. And various activities will be available each day. More information on the programs going out today. Johnson said they're working with the Park District, local churches, and other entities to house the programs. He also gave kudos to Curriculum Director Michelle Beck for her work in applying for the grant funds. Unit 40 board members also last night approved an updated job description for the director of the Little Hearts Early Childhood Center and approved a new job description for an assistant director. In other personnel action, the Unit 40 board hired Michaela McWhorter as an art teacher at Central School for the coming school year, Austin Finn as a second shift custodian at Central, and Allie Brumlevy as an English language arts teacher at the junior high for the coming school year. Transfers approved were Rebecca Dial as head cook at the high school, Jamie Parks as a 5.5-hour cook at the high school, and Courtney Bushu as a 6-hour cook at the high school. Allison Kingery was transferred to be a PFA teacher at Eastside for the coming school year. Resignations were accepted from Matt Carpenter as boys freshman basketball coach and from Sydney Donaldson as fresh soft girls basketball coach. Baron Gunther's retirement as a custodian was also accepted. Busy meeting of the Altamont School Board last night. They approved curriculum committee purchases for U.S. History, World History, Spanish, and Civics, and handbook updates were approved, including athletics and student handbooks. They also pledged $50,000 to the City of Altamont for a grant proposal they are doing for improvements to Gilbert Park. Stephen Adams of PMA Securities presented to the Altamont Board funding options for potential building projects. They discussed a variety of other activities related to ongoing areas in the district, and the board approved these personnel matters: the resignation of Craig Carr as girls varsity basketball coach, Maria Busher as junior high ELA teacher as of the end of the year. Also, the resignation of Jared Stuckemeyer as technology director. That's effective June 30th. They employed Tamara Norris as a high school ELA teacher pending completion of her PEL, and they accepted an intent to retirement notice from Tony Niebergi. That'll be effective at the end of the 27-28 school year. The Altamont Board approved next year's school calendar. The first student attendance day will be Thursday, August 14th. They increased the teacher sub pay to $125 a day. They authorized superintendent to start work on a tentative budget for the next year. They also discussed bidding for a new bus, but that was tabled for now. The Altamont Board also renewed a 3-year contract with Bush U Human Resources for human resources, risk management, and insurance consulting services. They discussed, no action, but they discussed an architect and construction options and processes for possible addition to Altamont Grade School and work on the high school parking lot. They also discussed financing options for those possible capital projects. So, all of that at the Altamont Board meeting last night. Also, the Dietrich School Board met last night. They approved IHSA boys and girls golf teams at Dietrich beginning with next school year. They also established activity accounts for the bass fishing and golf for this year. They also approved next year's school calendar. First day of student attendance at Dietrich will be August 14th, a teacher institute August 13th. Additionally, junior-senior high school principal Scott Coker presented options for the addition of IHSA-required shot clocks for the gym. Additionally, cost estimates for a video display board were discussed for the high school gym. They approved a list of 12 bass fishing boat captains for the upcoming season. They dismissed support staff employee Kimberly Bierman. That was effective February 19th. They also approved a long-term unpaid leave for support staff employee Nicole Bishop. That was effective through the end of this school year. They approved a leave for certified staff employee Hallie Shoemaker for maternity leave. That'll start at the beginning of the coming school year for the duration of 4 weeks. And the Dietrich Board hired Michelle Johnson as an elementary special ed teacher, Beth Sturgeon as an elementary teacher, and Reese Ballinger as a high school English teacher. They also hired Brenda Cooper as a full-time custodian. So that action at Dietrich last night. Additionally, the Millikan University Board of Trustees has unanimously confirmed the election of Dr. Dean Pribinow to become the 17th president of Millikan. That'll be effective July 1st. Pribinow succeeds Dr. Jim Reynolds, who stepped down as Millikan's 16th president March 1st after serving nearly 5 years in the position. Ronald Branch, the chairman of the board at Millikan, is serving as acting president in Reynolds' absence. The Illinois EPA has announced an investment of more than $112 million through water infrastructure loans to local governments and water districts. The Illinois EPA State Revolving Fund Program provides low-interest loans that fund wastewater, stormwater, and drinking water projects. The largest project in our area involves a wastewater treatment project involving the village of Strasburg and Stewartson Strasburg School. Just over $2.3 million is being awarded, and the principal will be forgiven. That involves installation of a lift station and a force main to transport sewer flows from Stu Straw Schools into the village of Strasburg's wastewater treatment plant. The sewer project will replace the septic system that has served the school many years. Also approved was a project in the city of Neoga to replace water mains and all the other associated items, hydrants, meters, service lines, and the other appurtenances. And that is being funded with a Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity Community Development Block Grant. Illinois EPA is funding costs associated with engineering and legal services on that project. A reminder from the City of Effingham, the completion of the Merchant Street reconstruction project begins at 8 o'clock this morning. Merchant Street will be closed from Flamingo Avenue to Eden Avenue. And that work's expected to continue till April 1st. Also, the Effingham County Board's Road and Bridge Committee is meeting this morning, and their Building and Grounds Committee will meet at 8:30 this morning, and then the Housing Authority will meet at 11:30. all of those meetings at the county office building today. The Clay County Board meets tonight at 6 at the courthouse in Louisville. The Effingham City Plan Commission meets this evening at 6 at City Hall. They are going to look at a site plan for South Central FS, just south of our studios at 410 South Willow. They've taken down the old warehouse, going to put up a new one right by the tracks. And there will be some retail space on the west end of that project. And then there are three public hearings tonight. One is for 5150 Ventures, which is at 207 West St. Anthony in Effingham. There is a building there, and there is a project being explored by the county to put a morgue at that location. There are a number of bodies that are having to be handled through Effingham County on a regular basis, and they are going to look at the morgue being put at that location. In addition, they will look at a special use permit for a cryptocurrency and solar energy facility. That would be out on 1700th Avenue. And then they're also going to look at Harmony Towers for a tower use permit at 400 J. Can Drive. That project has been discussed in the past. They're going to revisit that one. So all that tonight before the Plan Commission. And the Cumberland County Board meets tonight, meeting time 7 o'clock at the courthouse in Toledo. Let's take a break. We'll look at deaths in your forecast in 2 minutes.
People say I'm too serious. Those funny ads for car insurance do nothing for me. I like Erie Insurance. It's seriously good. A great rate, legendary service, accident forgiveness. Not one, but 8 reasons to switch. Woohoo! See, I can get as excited as the next guy.
Your Erie agent in Effingham is Weiss Insurance. Get a quote at 342-9777 or visit weissinsurance.com.
No regrets.
You'll never regret switching to Erie Insurance, where you'll always be treated fairly. It's easy. J.D. Power ranked us highest in customer satisfaction with the auto insurance purchase experience 2 years in a row. So get a quote today.
Your Erie agent in Effingham is Weiss Insurance. Get a quote at 342-9777 or visit weissinsurance.com.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
Erie Insurance.
You're busy. We get it. You need to be able to bank from anywhere, anytime. And you can with LLCU Digital Banking. It's like having an LLCU teller, loan officer, or financial counselor at your fingertips. Make mobile deposits, check balances, pay bills, pay friends, check your credit score, apply for a loan, even make a budget, all from your desktop or mobile device. We know you're busy, so take us with you. Visit llcu.org for details. Land of Lincoln Credit Union. Bank on learning more. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
At Knights of Columbus' Shin office, we help our families create dollars where dollars may have never existed before. We help our families create savings. Our families see visions and dreams of tomorrow. Our families benefit from having a protector of the family with life insurance, death benefits, and living benefits. If you didn't come home tomorrow, what would happen to your family? Knights of Columbus Insurance, Tyler Shin, servicing Teutopolis, Newton, Sigel, and the surrounding area. Discover the difference of doing business with the Knights of Columbus, the Shin office.
A look at deaths on this Tuesday. Margaret or Margie Langford, 89, of Effingham, died on March 5th. And we've mentioned that Margie, the mother of our own Angela James. And then a reminder that Margie's husband and Angela's dad, LaVerl, had just passed about 3 weeks before that. So a celebration of life for both LaVerl and Margie Langford is planned this Saturday, this Saturday, March 15th. That'll be at Bauer Funeral Home in Effingham. There will be a visitation hour from 10 to 11 a.m. Saturday. The funeral will follow, and again, that's at Bauer's in Effingham, and then burial at Arborcrest Memorial Park. Pagel Funeral Home in Edgewood is assisting regarding those arrangements for LaVerl and Margie Langford. Barbara Ann Willis Sheffield, 74, of Flora, died Thursday. And there will be a service at a later date for Barbara Ann Willis Sheffield. That'll be at Jefferson Barracks National Cemetery in St. Louis. Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora is assisting. Mark D. Madison, 71, of Honolulu, Hawaii, but a native of Effingham, died on Friday, January 3rd. And there will be services in Honolulu for Mark Madison, again, a native of Effingham. Carolyn L. Kleinick, 84, of Toledo, died this past Thursday night. As per her wishes, cremation rites will be accorded Carolyn Kleinick. A memorial service will be held at a later date. Swengle Odell Funeral Home in Neoga is assisting. Wanda Phillips, 99, of Altamont, died Monday morning. Funeral arrangements for Wanda Phillips are pending at Geesking Funeral Home in Altamont. Lonnie Lee Harrington, 46, of Fairfield, died on Saturday morning, the 8th. Memorial services for Lonnie Lee Harrington will be this Friday at 2 o'clock, and that'll be at McGriff Funeral Home, Louisville. There will be a visitation time from noon to 2 on Friday. George Taphorn, 94, of Beecher City, died on Sunday. Funeral arrangements for George Taphorn are pending at Geesking Funeral Home in Altamont. Barbara Jane, 87, of Dade City, Florida, formerly of Newton, died this past Thursday. Funeral arrangements for Barbara Jane are incomplete at Meyer Funeral Home in Newton. Cindy Harmon, 61, of Stewartson, died on Saturday. Funeral services for Cindy Harmon will be on Wednesday, tomorrow, at 1 o'clock, and that'll be at Bauer Funeral Home in Effingham. There will be a visitation time for Cindy Harmon from 11 to 1 on Wednesday. Interment for 89-year-old Larry Lustig of Napa, California, formerly of Effingham, will be Wednesday morning at 9:30 at the Dixon VA Cemetery in Sacramento, California. That again for Larry Lustig. Funeral services for Eleanor or Peg Stuckemeyer, 91, of Altamont, will be Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Altamont. Visitation for Peg Stuckemeyer will be from 9 to 11 a.m. Wednesday at the church. Graveside services for 83-year-old Patricia Ann Williams of Salem, formerly of Kinmundy, will be today. That'll be at 3 o'clock today at Evergreen Cemetery at Kinmundy for Patricia Ann Williams. Funeral services for Charity Thompson, 92, of Louisville, will be today. That'll be at 12 noon at McGriff Funeral Home in Louisville. Visitation for Charity Thompson from 11 to noon this morning. Funeral services for 66-year-old Mary Frances Stanford of Louisville will be Thursday at 1 o'clock at McGriff Funeral Home in Louisville. Visitation for Mary Frances Stanford will be from 11 to 1 Thursday. Funeral services for Mert McReynolds, 88, of Newton, will be Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock at St. Thomas the Apostle Catholic Church in Newton. Visitation for Mert McReynolds will be from 5 to 7 tonight at the church. Before I get to the forecast, I mention that 97.9 XFM might be off the air for a period of time later today. I'm going to have some work done at the transmitter site, so that could impact the broadcast day. So we'll mention that that could occur a little later today. We'll keep you up to date. Now to the forecast. Sunny skies today, a high of 71, wind gusts to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, low of 45, and then Wednesday, mostly sunny, a high of 71. Currently in Effingham, sunshine and we are at 48 degrees, wind chill of 45. That's local news. I'm Greg Sepp.